there's life after the military, right? And so I don't care if you've been in for 3 years or 30 years. There's still longevity. There's still life, right, in the workforce, right? So there's something else. You're not going golfing the entire time, right? You may do it more, but you're not going to do it all the time. So what is it you want to do, right? And so our focus is always like we talked before, right? Hey, my teammates are deploying. I feel guilty, right? I want to make sure they're comfortable. I don't know what I want to do yet. And we ignore it, right? So the whole point though is, right, single, married, doesn't matter, right? But like whether you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of a family, hey, make sure that you're doing the work and you're taking the time to think through how you're going to take care of yourself and them kind of into the future right there, right? So I wish I had spent a little bit more time being deliberate about what is it I want to do, right? Because there was plenty of people that wanted to help me, but I didn't allow them to because I couldn't tell them what I wanted to do. So how do they help me if I don't? What do you want to do, Scott? I don't know. Well, then I can't really help you, right? If I want to go into sales, if I want to go into education, you want to go into entertainment. Okay, great. Now we've narrowed it down. And as I talk to people, the more specific we can be, right, the easier it is to receive assistance and help. And I do believe there are some, you know, wonderful transition programs out there, right, that do just this, right? They get us to sit down and to think through not the problem, the opportunity, right? This isn't a problem. I don't know what I'm going to do next. No. I don't know what the next opportunity is, right? So let's think about what the next opportunity is right there. And I think that's one of the challenges for veterans where, right, there's a reputation that exists for veterans, you know, that we job hop when we get out, right? So there's sometimes a hesitancy from a company to hire a veteran because I don't want to be the first one because 6 months later, they're going to be gone, right?
Right.
Well, that happens because we haven't done our homework to go, you know what? Sales is interesting, but I'm not a good salesman, right? Or I am a good communicator. Maybe I can be a teacher. Like, so we need to do our homework. We need to assess what's out there, right? So that we can try to get lined up first, right? So when you ask, what would I have done differently? I would have invested the time to think through it, right? And don't do that on your own. Networking is the most critical thing out there, right? Resumes, I think, are largely a thing of the past, right? It's, you know, I you want to get to the point where a resume is, oh, hey, please drop your resume off at HR, but we've already had the discussions, right?
Right?
So veterans have to be able to stand up in front of folks and explain to them what they've done in their military career and what they're interested in doing and how they can bring value to their organization.
Yeah.
The veteran population has a ton of things to offer, right? That I don't care what anybody says, right? It's got probably the best leadership program in the world.
No, it for sure does.
Very structured and it is very, you know, it morphs over time. It's adjusted, but how many years I went to school for years in the military to become a better leader.
Yep.
Right. And I see how that can be impactful for almost every organization I've been exposed to since I've been out.